first of all, I must say it's not too late for anybody to get the flu and COVID vaccine. It may not help them much the next week or two, but it will help them afterwards. And aside from that, if they know someone who's got the flu or COVID, obviously to stay away from them. If they have minor symptoms, to look after themselves, they can get over-the-counter medication. They should rest, drink plenty of fluids. They should stay away particularly from the elderly or very, very young, because they will be more susceptible to the infection. If they do need care, obviously, first of all, if it's minor care, they can speak to the pharmacist about medication. And then if they want any other care, then they can speak to the GP or go to the out-of-hours service. And obviously, try and stay away from the emergency department for minor problems. If they need to go to emergency department, obviously, they need to go there. We're not saying that. But we are trying to see if we can manage the workload in the emergency departments and for GPs, because we realise it will be a busy time over the next week or so.
And as you mentioned there, the hospitals, with this increase in viruses in the community, it leads to an increase in pressure on the hospital as well, and you want people to do as much as they can to prevent that.
Obviously, we don't want, if they can avoid getting sick in the first place, easier said than done. If they have minor symptoms, to look after themselves, go to the pharmacist or GP, and then if they need to go to the emergency department with an injury or if they've been sent there by the GP, just to follow the infection control advice they're given while they're in the emergency department, so as to avoid spreading the infection, any infection they may have there.